And now to Kids Care. The proposal in the state house would give lawmakers the option of keeping the program up and running with state money as opposed to requiring the federal government to pay for it. State Representative Regina Cobb is with me. She's from Kingman and the sponsor of House Bill 2127. Representative Cobb, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So tell me exactly how this bill would work. It doesn't say that Kids Care will continue. It just basically gives you guys a choice, right?
Well, right now in the federal government, it just got passed in Congress last night. They've approved Kids Care for 6 years. And the first 2 years are at 100% federal match. So the state doesn't have to come up with any dollars for the first 2 years. It still has to go through the Senate, and we're not sure if they're going to approve the stopgap budget that they're putting through, which this is on. But after 2 years, what ends up happening is that the federal match drops off. It drops off to 91% after the first 2 years. Then it goes to 79% after the first 5 years. So then essentially the state has to pick up the tab on the percentage that the federal government is not picking up. The way the current law reads that we have in the state right now, it says that if the match goes below 100%, it automatically enrollment stops completely. So then every kid that's on there falls off, and then we won't have Kids Care. So what my bill does, HB 2127, what it would do is it allows the legislator to decide whether or not we want to make that match or not. So it still has to come back to all of our House and Senate members, and it still has to be voted on. But it gives us that option.
Do you have a sense of what kind of appetite there would be in the legislature if it came to the federal, the amount the feds picked up being less than 100%, how much you and your colleagues would be willing to pony up for this?
It varies. According to who's in office. So I'm not really sure. It was kind of split last time that it went through 2 years ago, and we ended up getting it through. I mean, it went out of the House pretty overwhelming at 42%, but when it went over to the Senate and came back, it was split. I don't know. It'll depend on who's in office at the time. And that's in 2 years down the road, we don't know. I mean, we didn't know at the beginning of this year who was going to be in office. So, things changed.
So you referenced the U.S. Senate, and prospects are kind of what they are as far as taking up the continuing resolution, which includes a continuation of the CHIP program. Arizona has enough money to last through the spring in terms of keeping enrollees covered. Do you have a sense of what might or should happen if it gets to March or April and Congress hasn't acted on this yet?
I think the governor has indicated that, up to this point, that he is willing to keep the kids on the roll, and hopefully Congress does do their job. But I think that we would probably come back and see if we can find dollars to keep it alive until we can get the federal government to do their work.
Have state dollars pay for it, sort of as a as a stopgap.
That's kind of what we've been doing, and we've been taking it out of the pharmaceutical rebates, and it works, and it's worked so far. We're finding money from other places and trying to keep it going. I think the governor's committed to that part of it. I mean, he really wants to kind of move forward, and hopefully the federal government, like I said, does what they're supposed to do, and we get it done. I can't, the resolution that's on the table right now at the Senate, we don't want the federal government to shut down, and this is part of that resolution. So I think that we would, I think we're going to be getting there. It's just getting there. Well, when are we going to get there?
Right. All right. That's State Representative Regina Cobb of Kingman. Representative Cobb, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much.